down the hops, the mighty Mad Hops. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Mad Hops.
Broadcasting live from the United Center. This is the home opener. It's a huge night. We've got the United Center filled right now as we take you up to game time. Puck drop 7:30. Troy Murray and John Weideman will bring you the call. We've got Chris Bowden coming up at 7 with the pregame. But sitting here with us right now, we are so happy to have Dennis Savoir-Faire-Savard. Happy home opener, Dennis.
Savard, Dennis.
Nice to
gentlemen.
See you.
There's a reason why the numbers go from 17 to 19 on this roster, folks, okay? 18's not available.
Huge.
Nice to be on, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis.
Good to see you. 7 home games to start this stretch of the season after the first game in Prague. So it's a good time to get into a rhythm and really show what they got.
Yeah, and I think tonight's going to be a great opportunity. You hate to be that way, but there's a team that we're playing tonight that could go 0-5. That's a contender for the playoff contention. So, you know, we could get them on a little bit of a bad run. By winning tonight is, you know, because they're going to compete for a playoff spot down the road. That's one of the teams that's going to compete with us for a playoff spot. So if we get them down to 0-5 and we're 1-1 going after tonight's game, you know, it could help us down the road. I know it's early, but, yeah, you're right. It's a big month, a lot of home games.
Same 2 points out there, you know, now, Dennis, says there will be down the road. And yes, it's a long season, but I love what you're saying. And it's like when you look at these 7 games, obviously, you got to just look at what's in front of you, but you got to also look at this as an opportunity. Like the Blackhawks could, you know, come out of this homestand with maybe 10 points, something like that.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, I always said, you know, even as a player, I've always made myself ready that the first 10 games are a key game for the season because, you know, it builds momentum. If you win, you get confidence, you know, you feel better about yourself, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we need to get off a good start, but. Again, and I just mentioned again, it's tonight. Let's move on from there after.
Yep.
Moving forward this season, we saw the addition of Robin Lehner in the net. Crawford's obviously had some injuries over the past couple of years. Do you see, this is not a knock on Crawford, but do you see his load kind of be lightened a little bit and maybe share that 50-50 a little bit more than making Crow the number one guy?
I don't know. I think Crow is still great. I think he's going to have a great season. You know, hope he stays healthy, but you know, not that Cam Ward didn't do a job last year, because when he was called upon, he played okay for us. You know, did the job that he had to do. But you really need strong goaltending to get in the playoffs, and something happened to Corey, at least, you know, Robin being in the lineup now that we signed him for a year, it's going to help us for sure. So, but, you know, I think Crow's the guy, and, you know, we'll see what happens down the road here in the next couple of weeks or months to come, but... You know, we can't forget what he's done. And I thought I was in Prague the other night. Of course, probably like to get one goal back, but otherwise he was pretty solid.
I would agree with that. I was also in Prague, and I saw people commenting on Corey's play, but I thought Corey did a great job. He could have used a little bit more defensive help, which is something that a lot of people talked about last year as well. And we did gain that. We obviously have some injuries. And another thing that stood out to me was the fact that we only won about 40% of the faceoffs. How important is that alone to make sure that we are not being stuck in our end because we actually win the puck?
Great point. It's always been important. And not when I played, it wasn't that important, I guess, because we didn't take any consideration of it. But now in today's game, it's huge. I mean, you know, I feel that our centermen are good. I know Taser, obviously, has been one of their greatest. I know Strome has been good, solid, too. But That shouldn't be an issue for us. I mean, it may be one of those games where the puck just didn't bounce our way. But 40%, if you do that all year long, you're going to be playing a lot of defense. And, you know, we need to get better at it. It's one of the aspects I think that, you know, Coach Colton's going to talk about this, the sentiments tonight before this game, that we need puck possession. We need to have the control of it. So we need to be better on faceoff. And then sometimes it's just not the sentiment. You know, the defense on the defensive zone faceoff or wingers, kind of could help out on that too, because most of them are battles. You know, they're not won cleanly anymore. It's, you know, the puck is there and it's up for grabs with the wingers and defensemen.
Dennis, what about power play and then conversely penalty killing? I mean, you were a master actually at the shorthanded goal. You know, not only killing the penalty but making a couple of spin moves and dumping one in there. How do you feel about the Hawks on both sides of that?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I know last year a power play and we've got same guys are back, so. You know, you watched the last 25 games, even, you know, when Jeremy took over, we might have been 28th in the league in power play, and I think we end up like somewhere around 16th or 17th. It was great progress there. I know that, you know, throughout the exhibition in the first game here, I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think the penalty killing wasn't as good last year, and I think it's probably why we adjusted in the offseason to get some two defensemen that will be able to help us kill those penalties, and Mata and obviously Dahan when he gets back. So, yeah, they're very important. Goaltending, special teams, you know, details, they all go together. But, yeah, they're... But I'm not. Our power play is going to be fine. We're too skilled. We're good.
First full offseason for Jeremy Colliton. How much does that help getting his message across throughout the offseason and heading into the season?
Oh, I think it's important. But, you know, you look at their lineup, don't know the number, and just trying to figure out back the game in Prague. But we probably have, we'll get eventually six, seven new faces in. So, but the guys that were here last year, they know what to expect from Jeremy, how he wants to play. That should be a huge help, having his camp under his belt. So, yeah, he's a good coach, and I think, you know, he proved it last year, the last 20-some games, or 30 games. And now we've started to play well. It was a little too late to make a push for the playoff, but the way we finished, you know, it should be exciting for this year.
This is the third time I've brought his name up, but it's just so fun to watch him and continue to get better despite being over the age of 30 now. But Patrick Kane is not slowing down. It's just incredible what he's been able to do.
He is so fun to watch.
Yeah, he had a great first game. You know, I think he had a goal and two assists. He was on his, I see he was on the scoreboard for every goal. Yeah, I can't believe he's 30, over 30 years old now. I remember coaching him when he was 18.
Yeah.
You know, 12 years ago. So it's been a long time. But he's, you know, he has passion for the game. He loves to play it. You know, he loves to be at the rink. He loves to be with his teammates. You know, that's something that, as a person, you know, most of us got that because that's what we did growing up. But sometimes it goes away, you know, and it, I think he's kept that intensity, that level of passion. And, yeah, he's, hey, we're lucky to have him. Always said, you know, and it's what, this is his 12th year, I believe.
That's crazy to
yeah,
think about.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
And for our fans, you know,
wow.
I mean, not everybody's going to play 20 years.
Well, and you think, just as Kevin pointed out, the fact that he could actually get better and improve on what he's already done is a remarkable thing to see. And even when you talk to him, he's always talking about getting better, doing better, working harder, playing harder. It's amazing to see where could he possibly go this season.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it before, but one of the things that Patrick does, he'll bring in teammates. Like DeBrincat worked out with him all summer, you know, so... You know, he's shown the right way, shown the leadership, and telling those young guys, you know, we got to, you know, work out together. We got to get ready for the season, and this is how you get better. You know, he's got experience at that now, obviously, and, you know, I'm sure there's other players that, you know, Connor Murphy, I thought last year, the last 10, 15 games, he played well. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play this year. He's still a young man. So, you know, we're in good shape. You know, we got to worry about this game tonight because, you know, the Sharks are 1-4. They're going to come here, be hungry. We have to have really some urgency in our game tonight because we'll need it. And as I said before, you know, for us to go 1-1, then go 0-5, it's going to mean a lot in March.
And yeah. Dennis, you talked about the first 10 games. Is it also true, like, the first 10 minutes you want to come here and get on the Sharks fast before they have a chance to find their footing, so to speak, and if you could jump out to that early lead or at least take control of the game?
Yeah, and we have the fans behind us to do that here, so it's always exciting.
There's
you
a
know.
Few here.
there's no question their start's going to be important because they're probably a little shaky confidence-wise. And they're playing their backup goalie. Not that he's not, we call him backup, but you know, there's always two goalies that take two in the season to have a great season. But so they're playing their second guy in goal. So I think it's been a problem. I haven't seen the Sharks play too much, but looking at the score sheets and all that, you know, get some shots, get some traffic, get an early goal.
Stay out of our end.
Give that big video board a workout. Give that big board a workout.
What do you think of the new scoreboard? We're all in awe of it.
We keep walking into the
rink area just to check it out.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to some of my friends that haven't been to the game yet. You know, they have season tickets. They don't come to too many exhibition games. I told them when you come to game one, you'll see how pretty it is and how incredible it is. You know, even for people that are sitting 100 level, you know, they could see some of the replays on the lower part of the Jumbotron. So, yeah, it's incredible. Hey, it's a great attraction.
It really, it makes the fan experience, it elevates it that
even
much
more, so.
More but
yeah.
Does it do anything for players? I know Corey Crawford, it was shared with us earlier from the operations manager, that he asked to kind of move some things around so that he could see some things that he needs to see during the game, and they're able to do that. I mean, this is so flexible. Players pay attention too.
Yeah, of course they do, and especially the, you know, the lower part of it, because, you know, the under level people where they're sitting, players are pretty much sitting there themselves, so and instead of reach their neck way up in the air to look at the big screen, they could look straight across underneath the scoreboard to see what happened. So, yeah, replays are good to watch.
Yeah, I think the officials are just going to love the opportunity for everyone to see every call in a thing the size of an airport. You know?
It is super cool. Right. That's one thing
slashing.
We talk about this, that the Hawks elevate everything every year, and it's so cool to be here. So cool to be here for the home opener. Absolutely. High hopes for the season ahead for sure. Dennis, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dennis. Great time.
Spending time with us. We love seeing you.